We would like to get Rudy Lyle now, since he's here, was a banjo picker that followed Don Reno. And while he's here and Dale McCurry's here, we would like to get Rudy to pick one of the great songs that I think some of the finest five-string banjo picking was done on. Was a thing called the White House Blues. Rudy was the man that recorded that with Bill Monroe, along with Uncle Penn and Bluegrass Breakdown. And he recorded more five-string banjo with Bill Monroe than any other man. Here's Rudy Lyle to pick the song that really he recorded.
Well, that's not me, Carl.
Huh? Boy. You know,
That's Jimmy Martin.
I can tell you, we didn't know that he would be here because his father's been sick and was operated on, but that's the Tweety Bird. That's our plane. That's Conway Tweety there, business. And I imagine he's going to land somewhere and will be over in a little bit to hear the bluegrass music. That's the Tweety Bird, the little bird on the tail of it. That's true now. That's the Tweety Bird. That's Conway. Yes, it is. Certainly is Conway Tweety. It is. Boy, it all written. Here's Rudy Lyle and the Tweety Bird Blues. The White House Blues.
McKinley, I hollered, McKinley squall. Doc said, McKinley, I can't find it. Don't you found it out? You found it out.
Bill Monroe's going to sing something that Dale sang with you, right? Bill and Dale's going to sing this song. Now, you see, the numbers that we've selected through, it took us a year working on this. Sometimes they don't know them. Sometimes they have to think about them. And this, we've got to make a change here. So we're going to change and do a number here called It's Mighty Dark to Travel. Dale McCurry, Bill Monroe, Rudy Lyle. And Jerry McCurry.
Down his lonesome highway, thinking of the love. Going through together, she's the only love I've known. It's mighty dark for me to travel, for my sweetheart, she's gone. Rolling rough and through the gravel, I'm a Jackie on the moon.
break. Jerry, you stay, if you will. This is the McCurry Brothers, as some of you may know, and Jerry came into our bluegrass store. You stay and help us, if you will. We'd like to introduce a young man, well, a fellow that I met in Knoxville, Tennessee, he's got to get back to Greer, South Carolina, where they operate a radio station there and promote our country shows there in Greenville. And he came up today to be in the bluegrass story because he's one of the former bluegrass boys and one of the finest men that I've ever met, and I've known him for a long time. And I go to Nashville every now and then when I know he's there, either recording or something, just to get to see him because I enjoy being with him. But Mac, welcome into our bluegrass story for the first time in 5 years that we've had it. Carl Story, one of the former bluegrass boys of Bill Monroe, and a great artist in his own right. Carl, we're glad to have you.
Thank you, Carl, and this sure has been brought, it's brought back memories to me here listening to this digging today.
Well, you and Bill used to sing the True Life Blues. Can we do that?
We're going to do that a little. We're going to do one before that.
Okay, okay.
Here's one of the old ones we used to sing together a long time ago, and he's got it on an album, too, one called In the Pines.
We've had some people ask about the McCormick brothers. I understand this is the first time they've ever appeared up in North Carolina at all, and I'm sure they have some of their records with them. Some people are asking, so if anybody can let us know if they have some of their single records or something with us and let us know where they are, a few of the people would like to know if any of us see any of the McCormick brothers. Here's the True Life Blues, Carl Story and Bill Monroe.
Thank you. fast as she can walk, and how to do that washing to do. Oh, it seems to me that to be unworthy.
That's some fine singing. Carl has made a lot of records. We hate to interrupt again, but John Sutherland, your buddy, is still in jail over in Yanceville, and he's calling for you. So if John Sutherland is anywhere, please come to the back of the stage or check with some of the police. Your buddy would like to see you. Ho, ho. Here's a young man that we'd like to introduce in our bluegrass story. He was with Bill Monroe in 1940 when he recorded the original record of the Mule Skinner Blues. And he played guitar on all the songs that they did in that session, six songs in Atlanta, with Tommy Magnus on the fiddle. And then they later went back and did six more songs with Art Wooten playing the fiddle. But this man played guitar on all 12 of those first numbers except one, which was the Mule Skinner Blues. Bill Monroe played guitar on that himself, and Clyde Moody played mandolin, or beat rhythm on the mandolin a little bit. But Mac, welcome into our story, one of the first bluegrass boys from Raleigh in Durham, North Carolina, Clyde Moody, originally from Murrum, North Carolina. Man, you look about the best today I've ever seen in them. You must have went to bed early.
That's all right. You don't have to pay me till tomorrow.
Okay. What y'all going to do?
Hey! I don't know, Bill. Come on around here and help me out.
Live and let live.
Live and let live?
Yeah.
What are we going to do that? Do it in G? Is that all right?
Nanny.
Be like Grandpa Jones. We'll figure it out.
Get on your knees.
Tell me you don't mean goodbye.
I wonder where you are, Lack. I wonder where you're in G. I wonder where you are tonight, right, in G. Song in the ones that was recorded in Atlanta, and we do it every year on our festivals, but here in North Carolina it certainly was a tremendous number, and it was one of the first solo singing things of Clyde Moody, The Six White Horses.
As some straight from my back door to the set of the rising sun.
Let's thank Clyde Moody, Rudy Lyle, Kenny Baker, Joe Green, and Tex Logan for their great part, and some of those guys will be back a little later to do their part in the story. Incidentally, the man with the hat on just went to the door. It's the man that wrote Christmas Times Are Coming for Bill Monroe, and he'll be back a little later to play with Bill on the song that he wrote entitled Christmas Times Are Coming. His name is Tex Logan. He now lives in New York City. He's originally from Texas. We'd like to introduce now into our bluegrass story a band, one of Bill Monroe's bands of 1948. The four men that were with him at that time who went out on their own and became stars in their own right. We got a couple of announcements while the fellas may be checking their tapes and everything. We would like to have a cup of coffee or two from the concession stand. So if my wife is listening, with the band that worked with Bill Monroe about 1948, and you may have heard of some of these guys. First, I'd like to introduce, he was not in that band, but one of the great bass players in bluegrass music, Mr. George Shuffler from Valdez, North Carolina, who's worked so long with the Stanley Brothers and other groups. George,
yes,
welcome, my boy.
Yes, sir. How you feel? I know you get picked one. Thank you.
On the guitar, the man that's at WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia, was Bill Monroe's guitar player then, Mac Wiseman. Make him welcome. The five-string banjo player and the five-string banjo player in that group of star boys was none other than Don Reno. And the fiddle player in that group went on to be one of the great, if not the great, fiddle player who introduced into country music the twin fiddles, the two-string fiddling on all the Kitty Wells records and the Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs records, the great Benny Martin and his fiddle. Yes, sir. This was one of Bill Monroe's actual bands that worked together, and this is the second time that they've been together in 21 years. And they are going to do a lot of memories here today. A lot of memories. We're going to start off, I guess we'll have to start with Sweetheart of Mine. Here's a song that we haven't done on the festival in a long, long time. Mac Wiseman, Bill Monroe, Benny Martin, Don Reno, and George Shuffler. Sweetheart of Mine, Can't You Hear Me Calling?
Hey!
big mistake, cause it all, if you return, sunshine will fall. To stay away would be my fault. Be hard of mind, did you hear me calling? How many times I loved you best? I mistreated you.
Here's a song that they picked on all their personal appearances, five-string banjo number that I'm sure Don heard Snuffy Jenkins do a many a time.
That's right.
The Old Dixie. Right. Another duet number that Mac Wiseman recorded with Bill Monroe singing, and Traveling Down This Lonesome Road. Traveling Down This Lonesome Road. Oh, okay, Don will start it. Ready?
Dear, not long ago you said you'd be my own, but now you've gone so far away, left me all alone. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, for I love you so. But lonesome road. Oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. But now you've gone and left me here to travel in loads of roads.
That all fiddle players do, but of all the fiddle players I've heard, the man that puts two or three strings together the best is this man here. A lot of fiddle players have copied his style of fiddling and his rolls and his bow licks, and he's one of the great fiddlers of Nashville and of country music, and he can still play bluegrass. We're going to get him to do the Orange Blossom Special. Benny Martin.
Let her down a little bit, Carl. Children. Everybody having a good time? Let's ride down to Miami or somewhere. Hello, Silver Spur. Woo!
Can you imagine what he did when he was 19 years old?
He couldn't do that then.
Couldn't do that then. Oh, man, boy. Let me mention out, we have a few more of our souvenir program books left with the entire program of the Bluegrass Festival and a story about Bill Monroe and a story about every artist that's appeared here on the stage. There's not one of Benny because we called him Saturday and asked him would he come and be on our story and be on the story tomorrow with some of the other fellows. He'll be here tomorrow too all day. So, but it's a picture of all the other groups and a write-up, a story about each. And on the picture of Bill Monroe that was made in 1949. And this is the way he appeared then. This little boy here has some in this sack. We have a few left. So if you'd like one as a souvenir, they're $1 each. Then in the back it tells you how you can subscribe to our Mule Skinner News. And every 2 months we'll have an edition with an old picture like this or of somebody. I got one of Mack Wiseman in a cowboy hat. I got one of Mack Wiseman in a cowboy hat that I'm going to put on there.
Yeah.
You are?
Oh, there'll be a necktie for
it. Necktie for it. He's tried to buy it. He's offered me $100 for it. It was left at Richmond years ago, and it's the only one I'll say. You won't believe
it's
this
why
thing.
I left Richmond.
It's why you left Richmond. That's right. Here's a song that we've done before. Once before with this group. We do it each year with a different group. But we'd like to do a hymn now, a quartet number. Get Mack Wiseman to lead the song and Benny Martin sing bass, Don Reno sing baritone, Bill Monroe sing tenor. This song is done in E chord. That's very high for you ladies. That's very high. A, B, C, D, E. C is high C, D, E. Two tones above high C. Mack Wiseman's gonna lead it, and the song is When He Reached Out His Hand for Me.
Reach down for me. When he
reached down his hat for me.
Thank you.
Boy. Isn't that great? That's just great. That is. I'll tell you what I'd like to ask y'all to do for me. Boy, that's pretty. I tell you what I'd like to ask y'all to do. I've got to start changing to get in some other guys. But we had a portion set aside for Jimmy Martin and Bill at close to the end. Could we get you four to just hang around about an hour and a half and come back and we'll do another portion with y'all?
I'm here.
Will you do that? Would you, Matt?
Anytime with this.
Okay, and we're going to have this group back together again, at, so the time we can fill out with them. Hey, Benny, everybody stay out here, but Don, I'm just going to change the banjo player now. Tell Benny to come back out. But I want to get them back, and we'll have a little time, and I think they could do it. That was an entire group of bluegrass boys, and each one went out and... Boy, that was a great band.